We are. Chav Vav Amud Aleph, then. Right? Mishnah, four lines down. Dealing still with the different aspects of the Mincha. Mishnah says, Nizmu Shara, Nisrafu Shara, Avdu Shara, Kemitas Rabbi Eliezer Kshero, Kemitas Rabbi Yeshua Psula. We've seen this Mishnah before. We've seen it quoted. It wasn't the Mishnah back then. But this is what they were quoting. And we're dealing with the fundamental question of how important the Shirayim really are for the Mincha. You know, should I say, the Kometz is the Ikar, the Kometz is the main thing, and whatever happens with Shirayim happens. So the Mishnah says, if the Shirayim are burned, if the Shirayim become Tamei, if the Shirayim are destroyed, in all these cases, Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, following Rabbi Eliezer's general position, they should be kosher. What do we mean by his general position? So Rashi explains, Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Vahara Ketzat Solon, he says back in Psachim, Dam Afal Pisha Ein Basar, that you do Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, even if the meat of the carbon is no longer intact. So Hachinami Kometz, the same thing is true for the Kometz, Afal Pisha Ein Shirayim, even if the Shirayim are no longer available to us, for any of the three reasons described here, Ksheira Lahaktira Kometz, nonetheless, you can still put the Kometz on the Mizbeach. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Position is that when you're dealing with a zevach, the basar doesn't eat the dam, and we apply this to mincha and say when you're dealing with a mincha, the kometz is done, even if you don't have the shirayim. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas midas Rabbi Yeshua's position by the zevach was emein basar ein dam, emein dam ein basar. You need both ingredients. So therefore, here he'll say psula. He'll say that this is no good. Okay, that was easy. Gemara. Amar Rav, v'hu shenitmu kol shiareha. Rav says that when Rabbi Yeshua tells me that you're not allowed, if you don't have shirayim, you don't have kometz, that's specifically if all of the shirayim became tamei. Avon mixas shiareha lo. But not if only some of them become tamei. If only some of them become tamei, I'll still be able to do the avoda with the carbon. That I can do. Now, the Gemara says, you know, you're Rav, you only mentioned this regarding tumah, but we mentioned three conditions in the Mishnah. Not just tumah, but also if they become burned, if they become lost, why would I distinguish? Kasanka daitach nitma in avod v'sarav lo. My assumption reading this is it's specifically because what happened to it was tumah. But if what happened to it was aveda or srefa, then not. My kasavar, what's the logic? E kasavar shiura milsehi, if you believe that a remnant still counts, a remnant is still significant, then afilu avod v'sarav nami. The same thing applies. If some of it was destroyed, if some of it was burned, and if you believe that the remnant is insignificant and doesn't help us for our purposes, the nitma, or the shidim kubetzis, takes out the vav, my time of the marat sits, then why does it work in a case of tuma? Either the remnant is significant or the remnant is insignificant, but it should be the same across the board. The my time, he says, what's the rationale? The marat sits is your point that the sits is going to be effective. Yachi kol shereanami. If your point is that remnants are insignificant, but the tzitz works anyway, then the same thing is true if all of it is tamei. The la'olam kasavar shira milsehi. The answer is that really I believe remnants do matter. The nitma v'hu adin la'avud v'saraf, and the principle applies whether it was nitma, whether it was lost, whether it was burned, doesn't make a difference. V'haydekamar nitma reishayu nakat. The only reason he mentioned nitma is because he mentioned the first of the cases. That was the first one he mentioned. We had nitmu nisrafu anevdu. That's all it is. But in principle, shira milsehi, as long as you have some of the shira Shirayim remaining, that's good enough for Rabbi Yoshua. Kiddisanya. Now we have a brisa to illustrate this point that Rabbi Yoshua believes that Shirayim are significant. Kiddisanya. Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Kolazvachim shebetara shenishtayer mehen kezayis basar o kezayis chelev. As long as you have an olive-sized amount from a zevach, an olive-sized amount of the meat or of the chelev. What he's saying right now is either a kezayis of the meat or a kezayis of the chelev. You require a full kezayis of either one. Zorek es hadam. You do the zrik es hadam. That's good enough. Kechati zayis basar, ukechati zayis chelev. What if it's a kezayis from the two combined, but not a zayis of basar, not a zayis of chelev? Then eino zorek es hadam. You won't do the zrik es hadam. And the reason is because the basar is what you eat. The chelev is what goes on the mizbeach. And as Rashi says, shein achilav aktar mitzdarfen. We don't combine the two. However, he continues in the Gemara, the third line, the third wide line. Uba ola, if you're dealing with a carbon ola, where the meat as well as the chelev go on the mizbeach, then afilu kechatzi zayis basar kechatzi zayis chelav zariges adam. You'll do this rika combining the basar and the chelav, and that's fine. They should kula kolo because the whole thing's going on the mizbeach. In any case, uva mincha, and if you're dealing with a mincha, afilu kula kayem as lo yizrok. Then you don't do this rika even if the whole thing is intact. Which the Gemara says, what did this have to do with anything? Mincha mayavidita. Who put in mincha here? What zrikas hadam is there if you have a carbon mincha? So Amar Papa, Papa explains, no. We're talking about a zevach. And the mincha that comes along with the zevach, when you say for this animal you bring a certain amount of flour and oil and wine and all that, that's what we're talking about. Amar Papa, minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes along with the animal carbon, salka daitach, I would have said, we're at the end of the fifth wide line. 1 second, let's just finish the line, and then we'll say what he means. Salka daitach, I would have thought, holo bahade zevach ka'asya kegufe deziv chadamya ka mashmalon. What he's saying is that when you have the animal that you're bringing as the zevach, and you have your mincha as well, and the zevach is all gone. Something happened. The whole zevach became tamei. However, the mincha remains. I would have said that having the mincha remaining is the same thing as having some of the meat of the carbon remaining, or having some of the fat of the carbon remaining. I would have said, so you have the mincha remaining. That's good enough. And kamash malan, what he's teaching me is that it's not so. The mincha is not considered part of the body of the zevach. It does not replace the need or having some of the basar, some of the chelav remaining, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua will say, if you lost the mincha, if you lost the zevach, I don't care that you have the mincha. So to apply that back to the words that we originally quoted in the brisa, ubemincha, if you have the mincha remaining from the zevach, but that's it, correct? Afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok, even if it's the entire mincha, you don't do the zrikas hadam. So that's the principle of Rabbi Yeshua. So again, to make sure that we understand what we're talking about, because that's always a bonus. The comments is here. I wanted to put the comments on the Mizbeach. I find out that the carbon became tame, entirely tame. So Rabbi Eliezer says, do the comments anyway. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't. If some of it remains, Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, fine, put the comments on the Mizbeach. But we define some of it as some part that's going on the Mizbeach and a significant part that's going on the Mizbeach, and the Mincha doesn't count. The mincha associated with an animal carbon does not count. When you're dealing with a mincha case, then obviously the mincha does count. Shirayim is the flower by definition. Okay. Minahani mili.
So by that standard, if mincha is possible, you can still do the zevach and the dam and everything else.
If the mincha is possible, you would still do the zevach. That's correct. That's correct. And depending on when the mincha became possible, you may have to bring new for the mincha. So the Gemara asks, this statement that you made regarding Zevach is a very interesting statement to us. He's saying that you would do the Zrikas Hadam if a Kezias remains of the meat, or if a Kezias remains even of the Chelev. So, Menohani Mili, where exactly did you get that idea from?
But he's not requiring both, right?
Correct. So that a Kezias of any part of the Zevach.
Hadam and a Nachilat Mizbeach, he's saying even if there's only one.
Right, but that's not so much his question here. His question really is about the different parts that constitute this. Rashi's with me. Rashi's with me. Correct.
No basar, only
absolutely correct.
So then there's only one achila.
Right, but the point isn't the point is that it's not so much a question of achilas adam versus achilas mizbeach. Watch what the Gemara does, and you'll see. It's not about achilas adam versus achilas mizbeach. It's about the materials within achilas mizbeach. Watch and see. Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, umatu ba mishum Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. Had as a Bishuv Chananya statement. Omar Kra, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk is Vayikra Yud Zayin Vav. It's in the section of Shchutei Chutz and Halas Chutz and Achrei Mos. Remember that we went through this some time back. You have a paragraph that talks about not shechting a carbon outside, and you have a paragraph that talks about not bringing up a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. So there it says, V'iktir ha-chelev l'reach nichalach l'Hashem. You should bring the chelev on the Mizbeach as a reach nichalach for Hashem. Rashi gives you more of the pasuk, V'zarak ha-kohenes ha-dam al-mizbach Hashem l'fnei ohal moed. He should do this rika on the Mizbeach. And then the part that we quoted, L'reach nichavach l'Hashem, he should burn the chalev as a reach nichavach for Hashem, as a the aroma before Hashem. Good. So he says, chalev v'aval pi she'ein basar. He says, you see that the pasuk mentions v'ektir ha'chalev. That means I do the chalev even if I don't have any basar. Just the chalev is sufficient. V'ashkechon chalev. That tells me about the chalev. Yoseras u'shtei klayos minolan. What about these other portions of the carbon that go on the mizbeach? Are they sufficient as well? The kidneys, and the diaphragm, right? Diksani uba mincha afilu kula kayemes lo yisro. Because we said that if all that remains is the mincha, then even if it's the entire mincha, you don't do this rika. So mincha de lo yisro. If it's the mincha that remains, you don't do this rika. Hayoseres ushtei klayos yisro. That indicates to me that even if it's just the yoseres and shtei klayos that remain, you would do this rika sadam. Minnalan, how do you know that? So Rabbi Yochanan earlier quoted Rabbi Yishmael. Now Rabbi Yochanan himself says, "Omar l'reach nichalach." He says the pasuk says l'reach nichalach l'Hashem kol sha'atamal l'reach nichalach. Anything that is going to go on the mizbeach is sufficient, and this part is the klayos and the oseres. These are parts that go on the mizbeach. Therefore, they suffice. So, in other words, my pasuk said chelev l'reach nichalach. So chelev teaches me even the fat. Reach nichalach teaches me any part that's going to go on the mizbeach. So once you say that, the Gemara is going to ask, well, then what did I need the pasuk of chelev for? When saying reach nichalach, that includes the chelev. That goes on the mizbeach. The israch lemichta of chelev, the israch lemichta of reach nichalach. You needed to mention both. Why? The ikas of chelev, had you just mentioned the chelev, hava amina chelev in yosaras yushtei klayos lo. I would have said only the chelev. That's it. But these other parts, not chelev, means chelev. Kasav rachmana reach nichalach. So the Torah also said the ikter achelav l'reach nichalach l'Hashem to tell me these other parts too. The ikas of rachmana l'reach nichalach. But had the Torah only mentioned l'reach nichalach, hava amina, I would have said afilu mincha. We would go even further and say that even if it's just the mincha that remains, you still bring the carbon on the you still do the zrikas hadam. Kas of rachmana chelav. Therefore, the Torah mentioned chelav. Rashi explains. Dimashma, de reach nichalach lo marbi, eladumia de chelev, de migufe de zebachu. Once you say chelev, that means it has to be from the body of the animal. So what we're doing is we're saying, chelev teaches me, yes, chelev counts, and it's a limiting factor on reach nichalach to say things that are like chelev, things that are of the body of the carbon. So what I require is some part that goes on the mizbeach. It doesn't mention anything about achilas adam here. We're not having a conversation here about the basar.
So what is halacha? If there's only basar left and no chelev.
So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Yeshua, who's the one we're discussing in this case,
No, but it's clear from here that as long as there's achila mizbeach, that's sufficient.
Right, no, that's true.
To be achila.
No, that's true, but nothing here about achilas adam.
Right, I'm saying that.
Yeah. I'm saying if there's only basar left and the chelev is gone, do you zarek the tam?
Rabbi Yeshua says yes. Rabbi Yeshua says yes. That was we quoted the brayso of Rabbi Yeshua before. Called Zachon Shabbat Torah Shin Shteim Kizayis Basar O Kizayis Chelev.
Oh, yeah, he was saying
no. Right. Sorry.
Emurim,
as far as Emurim for sure. Emurim go on the mizbeach.
Yeah, there's not a clause.
Yeah, there is, because Rabbi Eliezer will say to you it's kosher with nothing.
Right, for sure. So it's okay.
Oh no, everybody will agree that it's fine. Yes, that's true.
Right. My question is, where do you know that from?
Right.
You have chelev, you have rei in the chayav. How does basar kick in into that? And if only basar left and there's no chelev, there's a lot of difference.
Yeah, like we haven't discussed that.
We didn't bring a proof for that.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's true. We didn't do that here.
Yeah.
You're right. That didn't figure in. Okay. Mishnah. Shalo bekli shareis pasul. You have your komets, right? Remember the process. If you're dealing with just a mincha soles, so you mixed in the oil, if there's oil, and then you pick up the komets, and then it's supposed to go into a kli shareis with which you will do hagasha. You'll bring it over to the mizbeach. That's what's supposed to happen with the baked mincha. So you baked it, and then you did your kmitza. But it's supposed to go in a kli to bring to the mizbeach. So shalom be kli shareis puzzle, the Tanakhama says. Tanakhama says, if you didn't put it into a kli sharis after you've already done your kmitza, meaning you have your initial kli sharis that you put your mincha into to begin with, then you mix everything in, then you do your komets, and then you put that into a second kli sharis. If you didn't do that, puzzle, no good. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, it's kosher, don't worry about it. That's number one. Number two, separate law. Hikdir komtza pa'amayim kishera. If you put the komets on the mizbeach twice, meaning that you do it in two parts, it's still kosher. And the Gemara is going to have to revisit that. Does that mean literally twice, not literally twice? We have to ask that in the Gemara. But our first point is the statement that, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't need to go into a kli sharis before it goes on the mizbeach, and the Gemara is going to challenge that. Am Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya. My taima de Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon's rationale for saying that this is okay? So we're going to have three different answers. Amar Kra, Kodesh Kodashim hi, kachatas v'cha asham. The pasuk says, the mincha that's going on the mizbeach is Kodesh Kodashim, it's going to be entirely burned. It's a high level carbon like chatas and asham. So that teaches me, bala ovda biyad ovda, biyamin kechatas. He says, if you're going to do the avoda with your hand, then we treat it like the chatas, where you do the zrikas hadam with your hand, and you have to use the right. As Rashi says, ovda biyamin kechatas, shu oved nami zrikasa be'etzba, you do the zrika with a finger, ubiyamin, and specifically with the right. Dichsibbe, balakacha kohen midama be'etzba'o, he shall take from the dam with his finger, ba'aminan, komakum shnemar etzba, ukahuna, you remember the smizachim, eina ela yamin. Got to be the right. Alma, mida aksha l'chadas, Rashi says, we see from the fact that we link this to the chadas, shma mina delo boya kli, it teaches me you don't require a kli. Rabbi Shimon says the mincha doesn't have to go into a kli. Ubilvad, shabdenu biyamin, as long as you use your right hand. Back in the Gemara, bikli, if you're doing it in a kli, then ovda bismol, you can do it with your left, ke asham, like the asham, and we'll go back into Rashi, he says bismol ke asham, it says zrika, so bikli velo biyad, you do the zrika of the dam from the asham, straight from the receptacle, from the kli, not by hand, de'in l'chaton matanas etzba l'chatas bilvad, only the chatas does this, do you have the zrika with a finger, da'achi amirim bizvachim, do Rabbi Shimon zrika kshera. And we should add the word bismol, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you could do the zrika even with the left. The Tzadisanya Zarak Bismol Puzzle of Rabbi Shimon Machshir. I'm still in Rashi. Mishum Dibishar Zrikas HaKarbanos Lo Ksiv Etzba Ela Kahuna. By the other Karbanos, it only says Kahuna. It doesn't say Etzba. Rabbi Shimon Kahuna Baya Etzba. And Rabbi Shimon says that just saying Kahuna does not mean I need the right hand. It has to be not only Kahuna, but also for the Torah to say the word Etzba. So the point for us is, when you're dealing with the Mincha, Rabbi Shimon will say that you can use a kli, and you can choose not to use a kli. The right and left part is ancillary. That's not the main point. The main point here is the use of a kli or non-use of a kli. That's the first explanation of Rabbi Shimon. He links it to the Dam Chatas. Rabbi Yana gives me a second explanation. Rabbi Yana Yomar, Kevan Shekmatzo Mikli Shares, Ma'aleyu Umaktiro Afilu Behem Yano Vafilu Bemekeda Shalcheres. Rashi didn't have the word Shalcheres. The Rabbi Yana says that you do your, once you've done your kmitza from the initial kli sharis, that's sufficient. After that, it doesn't have to go into another kli sharis. You can put it on the mizbeach, even using hemyano, means the belt, the avnate. If you do your shnei mikra v'targum, you know that. And even if you put it into a plain old clay jug, the Mekeda Shalcheres, the Mepharshim discussed that. Is that really true? The fact that I don't have to use a kli sharis doesn't mean I can put it into a kli chol. That's its own discussion, but it sure sounds like it does. The Rabbi Shimon's explanation is, it was already in a kli sharis. That's my second explanation. And then a third explanation, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar HaKol Modin BeKometz Sheta'un Kiddush. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, everybody agrees that the Komets does require kiddush. It does have to go into a. It does have to go into a kli sharis. Then what's going on here? It's talking about where you put the komets into a kli sharis and then you took it out. and you put it on the Mizbeach yourself. You didn't pour it from the Klisharis. Rashi says, V'chimach she Rabbi Shimon behekter she'im netolo mitol Klisharis la'achar shekidsho bo v'helo biado v'iktiro kosher. That the machlokas is, I took my komet out, I put it into a kli, do I have to take the kli and pour it on the Mizbeach, or can I take it out by hand and put it on the Mizbeach? So three different explanations for Rabbi Shimon's view. The first two disagree only in terms of what his source is. The third one disagrees in what his position is. Okay, the Gemara now is going to challenge this idea. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges specifically.
You need originally a klisharis?
No, only you need the klisharis when you do the hakdasha of the mincha, but not once you've done kmitza. In other words, according to the first two, you put your mincha in the klisharis, you take your komets out, and you put the komets directly on the mizbeach. According to the first two, Rabbi Shimon will say that's fine. According to the third view, Rabbi Shimon says no, it has to go into a kli after that, and then you can take it from that and put on the mizbeach by hand.
According to the first opinion, you can use your left hand only without using a kli. The question was, you can use your right hand or use your left hand with a kli.
That's correct. You can, right, no,
there's a difference in terms of halacha.
In that sense, yes, not the part that's germane to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah, but you're right. This other point about left and right will be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yanai. That's correct. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya will still disagree regarding left and right. That's true. Sorry?
Didn't Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yosef basically say the same thing? You already have a klisha to start with, and then you're using another kli second time?
No, because Rabbi Yanai is not saying that you need a second kli. Rabbi Yanai believes I don't need a second kli. I did my komets, and then I put it straight on the mizbeach.
He used it as an example, though. Yeah, why can't they do another kli?
He also says you can hold it with your belt. It doesn't make a difference. The only issue is a practical issue. For you to do the kmitza and then to hold it in your hand is not so simple and straightforward. So he says, look, you want to put it down. You can put it down your belt as far as he's concerned. It doesn't make a difference.
And the first sheet just says you can only leave it in your hand, not in the belt?
According to whom? Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya, no. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya will be fine with it in your hand or in your belt. Either one.
What's the difference between one and two?
Only in terms of the left-hand, right-hand discussion that Harold pointed out. Meaning that the Rabbi Yanai did not make any hekesh to Chatas and Asham. So my assumption is that Rabbi Yanai is going to require your right hand. Rabbi Yanai will require your right hand.
Your belt.
Yeah, I mean, yes, theoretically, you put it into the belt, you take it out of the belt, yeah.
But you have to do it right.
This is a very durable belt. I don't know what it's going to look like after all the oil, but yeah. Harold is correct that on the right and left point, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Yanai will disagree. So I have three different explanations of Rabbi Shimon.
Does it say that Nachman Yosef is not disagreeing with the other two?
Which Tosfos do you see that in? Ooh, that's cheating.
Rabbi Yanai
de Leslie, Nafkale Shafi Bixer Shavu de Yad Yad. He's dealing with the other issue. Rabbi Yanai Omar came into Kamatza, we'll read the whole Tosfos, we're going to read it right. He says, Kamitza Biyam and Nafkale and Perakama Bisofo. He's explaining how I know that Kamitza is supposed to be done with the right hand. Alibad Rabbi Shimon, Merabu de Braid Rabbi Chia, this Kachatas Ka'asham. Rabbi Yanai de Leslie, Rabbi Yanai does not have this Kachatas Ka'asham Gezer Shava. So Nafkale Shafi Bixer Shavu de Yad Yad. But the discussion that Tosfos is having is how I know that kmitza has to be done with your right hand. It's not about this other point. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to need to tackle these three different points of view. Meisvei, we challenge the first one, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya. We learned, Hekter chalavim ve'ivarim ve'etzim, shehalon bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyamin, bein besmol. Okay? This is not komets yet. We're going to get there in a moment. But you put the parts on the mizbeach, whether by hand or in a kli, whether you're right or you're left, ksherin, and then we say, hakomets, there's our key, as well as vaktaras Valavona, Shehelon, Bain Biyad, Bain Bakli, Bain Bain Bain, Bain Bismal, Kesherin. It says that I can do the Komets, whether with my right or with my left. Tiyuv de Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya. That would seem to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya, who said it's like the Chatas, if you're doing it by hand, it has to be in your right. So Amar Lach Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya, to which we answer, no, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya can deal with that. Let's dadin katani. He says you have to split the line a little bit. Biyad bimin. Bikli, bain bimin, bain bismol. When the Brisa said with right or left, what it meant was if it's in the kli, right or left. If it's by hand, then it's only right. That's what he's saying. Okay. Ta Shema. So now and we've given ourselves sources for the three views, we need to challenge Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said that Rabbi Shimon meant you do your komet and then you put in a kli sharis, and then after that you take it out of the kli sharis and you can put it on the mizbeach. So we challenge him three times. Tashma, first challenge. We learned Kamtso shallow bikli sharis. Let's say you did the kamitza, but you didn't take it out of a kli sharis, you took it out of something else. It wasn't in a kli sharis. Vikitso shallow bikli sharis. Or you took the comets and put it into something that was not a kli sharis. Or the halo viktiro shallow bikli sharis. You put it on the mizbech, not using a kli sharis. In all three of those cases, puzzle, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, here's Rabbi Shimon, machshirin b'matan kli. They approve it so long as you had matan kli, so long as you put it into a kli sharis. So the without a kli sharis, machshirin b'matan kli, Rashi says, afilu shalob kli sharis. Even without a kli sharis, they are okay. So in other words, matan kli, this is very tricky here. Sometimes kli here means kli sharis, and sometimes it means kli chol. You have to follow the changes. So here we're saying, even if it's not a kli sharis, Rabbi Shimon accepts it. That would seem to challenge Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says it has to go into a kli sharis. So the Gemara says, Eima mimatan kli va'elech. So my answer is no. From the time that it went into a kli, meaning a kli sharis, and onward. That's what it was talking about. That's my answer, is to say it's talking about kli sharis. Tashma, so we bring a second attempt, still against Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. We learned, v'chachamim omrim komets ton kli sharis. The chachamim say the komets requires a kli sharis. Ketzad, how so? Kometzom be kli sharis, umekadro be kli sharis, umalo umaktiro be kli sharis. All three phases are in a kli sharis. So Rabbi Shimon omer, so you take it out of a kli sharis, you put it into a kli sharis, you put it on the mizbeach from a kli sharis. Rabbi Shimon omer, kevan shekamatzom be kli sharis, Malo Maktiro Shalob Kli Sharis Vidaya. Rabbi Shimon says no. Initially you brought your mincha to Kli Sharis, that's the last exposure to a Kli Sharis that it needs. So isn't that clear? No. Ema Kevin Shikmatso Vikidsho Bikli Sharis Malo Maktiro Vidayo. No, what he was saying is you did the kamitza, you then put it into a Kli Sharis, and then afterwards you took it out, and that's what's sufficient. That's what Rabbi Shimon is accepting. Tashima, a third attempt to try to prove the point. We learned, Kamat bimino v'nasan bismolo yachzir limino. Let's say he did the kmitza in his right hand. He then put it into his left hand without a kli, Rashi stresses. Yachzir limino. So all you do is put it back into your right hand. No harm, no foul. Bismolo, if you did the kmitza with your left hand, v'chishev aleha. And not only that, v'chishev aleha. Bein b'chutz l'mekol, bein chutz l'zmano. You then had a pigal thought, or a puzzle thought. You thought about doing the processing at the wrong time, in the wrong place. Puzzle, it's puzzle, the ain't bo karis. But if someone eats it, there is no karis. In other words, it did not become pigul. Because it was in your left hand, as Rashi says, therefore lav machshavei v'lav chiyuvi karis ha'ochlo. It's not, your thought was insignificant as far as pigul is concerned. Remember that the rule is it had to be roi for the mizbeach. And then chishev aleha chutz lemekomo pasul ve'in bo kares. What they add in here in the margin is the word bimino, which rather matters. If now it's in your right hand, and you have a thought of chutz lemekomo is pasul ve'in bo kares, like all chutz lemekomo chutz lizmano. If you had a thought of processing it at the wrong time, now it's pigul v'chayav and olav kares. Divrei Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon. It's in my right hand. That is sufficient for it to be a pigul thought, and for the pigul thought to be binding. The chacham say, small pasalto matanaso. The chacham say, no, it was in the left hand, that's it. It's now it's no good, and putting it back in the kli, all that is irrelevant. My time, why? Mishum deboi kedusha b'kli, because it has to be sanctified in a kli. V'kemet shnasna l'smol, nasa kedam shenishpach mitzavar behim ala ritzpa v'asafo shepasol. They say that putting it in your left hand is like having the blood of the carbon spill on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. It's over. The same thing is true if the kometz was in your left hand. But the point is not the view of the Rabbanan. The point is the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, right over here, that went into the left hand could be put back into the right hand and be fine, and no mention of a kli whatsoever. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak believed that you needed to be in a kli at some point between the kmitza and the haktara. Michlal de Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon lo bo matan kli to yufta de Rabbi Nachman. You seem to have a really good question against Rabbi Nachman. He says, yeah, to yufta. You're right. We finally got him. Usually, after the first couple of times don't work, you give up hope. There's yayish already. But no, we got Rabbi Nachman. L'Rabbi Yehuda brei davichia misayale. Now this will support the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda brei davichia. The Rashi explains the Amar kshaov de biyad ba'ina yamin. Right? He says if you're doing it in your right hand, you require the right. If you're doing it by hand, you require the right hand like the chatas. Hachanami Rashi says ketani yachzel imino. Here it said, put it back in the right hand. So that supports Rabbi Yehuda brei davichia. L'Rabbi Yanai lemet hevet yufta. Does this then knock out Rabbi Yanai? Because Rabbi Yanai says you can use your belt, and Rashi says certainly then you can use your left hand. So Amar lach Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai will say not so fast. Another Amri Kitana de Hector v'lav letzdadim Kitani. I go back to the earlier source you quoted, which talked about Hector Chalavim Ve'ivarim, that whole long list, and said there that you can do it with your left hand, and don't tell me if it's stud in its left hand if it's in the kli, and its right hand if it's in your hand, and all that. I don't think so. I have a different Tana. I'll say it's a machlokas. That's my answer. I have a different source in Rabbi Shimon. So again, to sum up what we have, Rabbi Shimon does not require a kli shareis. That may mean that Rabbi Shimon believes that you can take the kometz and put it directly on Mizbeach by hand. It may mean that Rabbi Shimon believes that you have to put it into a kli, and then you can take it out of the kli and put it on the Mizbeach after that. And then within the views that say it doesn't have to go into a kli, the machlokas will be whether it's going to be on the Mizbeach using your right specifically, or whether it can be with your left. Okay.
You see, the belt is, it could be in the left, not like when you say.
Well, because what we're saying is that the belt is, once you say you can use belt, you don't need anything, and yes, you're right. That once we say belt, you can do it with your left. That's true. That's true. Okay. Hikdir komtza pa'amayim kishera. We then said, if you put the komets on the Mizbeach in two portions, it's going to be kosher. So Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, pa'amayim, twice, velo pa'amei pa'amim, but not multiple times beyond that. You can't do it in three or four steps. You can only do it twice. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, pa'amayim va'afilu pa'amei pa'amim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even multiple times, even more than twice. My benayu, what's the difference? And what we mean is not what's the difference. We know what the difference is. What we mean is b'may kamiflagi. What's their machlokas? That you see often in kachim, my benayu being used in a b'may kamiflagi sense. So Amar Rabbi Zera says, yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktara pachusa mikizayis ike benayu. It's actually a multiple level machlokas here. He says, the number one, we want to know, can the kometz be less than two olive-sized amounts? And number two, can you do haktara of less than a kizayis? Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar ein kometz pachos mishnei zesim. Vein haktara pachusim mikizayis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, the kometz is always going to be at least two kizayisim, and your haktara has to be at least a kizayis. Therefore, you could only do this twice. Now, theoretically, you could have a kometz that's three kizayisim, and he should allow you to do it three times, because you have a kizayis in each one. But I think he's assuming that having a kometz that's more than two kizayisim is just, that's three kizayisim or more, is just unrealistic. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, yesh kometz pachos mishnei zayisim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the kometz does not have to be two olive-sized amounts. However, it could be multiple times, because v'yesh haktara pachusim mikizayis. You could do any small amount too. The Sfas Emes asked, where did you get this idea from? If you say the kometz has to be at least two kizayisim, where does that come from? He says, it can't be halacha l'moshe misinai, because you're not going to have a and if it's really saying that your kohen is only kosher for the avoda if his fistful is going to be more than two kizesim, that's a very odd psul. We don't find that psul mentioned anywhere. That we're now disqualifying kohenim with small hands. So he throws up his kamatzim. He doesn't have an answer for how you know that this is so. In the meantime, Tosfos notes that back on Tezayin Amud Beis we talked about haktara of shumshum. Right, you put up a sesame seed sized amount, and we said that's not called haktara. So even if you take the view of Rabbi Yochanan that you can do a small amount, that doesn't mean infinitesimally small. There is a point where there's a lower limit to what you may do. But in any case, we have a machlokas Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says each time you put something on the Mizbeach, it has to be a minimum of a Kesayis. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it could be even smaller. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, therefore your maximum is twice, two portions. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you could do it in even more portions. So back in the Gemara now, Itma, we learned. At what point are you allowed to eat the shirayim anyway, in terms of this this act of haktara of the komets, putting the komets on the mizbeach? Rabbi Chanina Omer Mishamashla Bo Ha'ur, that S is a mistake. Rabbi Chanina says Mishamashla Bo Ha'ur, when the fire starts to singe the komets. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishatatzis Bo Ha'ur Berubo. Rabbi Yochanan says, once the fire is already catches most of the komets. So Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabba Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabba Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, As Barulach Time Badu Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain why Rabbi Yochanan says when it hits the majority. Amar Kra, the Torah says, this is my definition of haktara. The Hinei Allah Kitora Aretz Kikitor Hakibshan. This is Bris Ben Abisar. This is not Bris Ben Abisar. This is stone. Thank you. The term Kitor is used, and he says the Kitor rises like the kitur of an oven. So he says, "Ain kibshon the kiln, ain kibshon mala kitur ache tatzis haur berubo." He says, "Kitur only occurs; you only get the smoke rising once the fire has hit the majority of the stuff that's inside. So therefore, kitur was only said to be haktara when it hits the majority. That's the idea.
How
long is the difference, right?
It like happens so quickly.
I would think. So Amar le Ravin Barav all it takes is one Kohen to find out about the difference. Amar le Ravin Barav Adel Rava. So Ravin Barav Adel says to Rava, Amri Talmidach, Amar Rav Amram, which is the second time we've seen this now in Menachos. He says, your Talmidim say in the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, we learned it at Brisa. We're dealing with what is done by day and what is done by night and when these go on the Mizbeach. And he says, that which normally is brought at night, meaning the leftover parts of the carbon, so those you put on from sunset, and then they're burned on the Mizbeach all night long. But what about things that normally are brought by day? Kigon, and here are my examples. Hakomets, Valavona, Vaktares, Uminchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashuach, Uminchas Nesachim, all these things which are burned on the Mizbeach, including the Komets. Shemalonu Maktiron Mibala Shemesh. How do you know that you are able to do them at sunset? If they're daytime things, how do I know? I could put them up at sunset and they can burn all night long on the Mizbeach. That's the end of the quote. We're not going to get the answer. But our point is that you could take your Komets and put it on the Mizbeach at sunset. So he says, Va'amrit Darkonli Karev Beyom. What do you mean you're putting it up at sunset? It has to be during the day. Ela Imbo Hashemesh. We mean right before the sun, as the sun is setting. And we say, Shemis Aklin Vahochin Kol Alayla, that they can stay on the Mizbeach and be burned all night long. Minai, and how do you know this? Talmud Lomar, the Brisa brings a pasuk, Zos Taras HaOla Riba. The Zos Taras HaOla, the law of that which goes on the Mizbeach, Riba, that expands to include all that goes on the Mizbeach, and the pasuk continues that it goes on the Mizbeach all night long. Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. End of selection from the Brisa. And so he says, if you're putting the komets on the Mizbeach as the sun is setting, you will not have enough time, Matel. He's just saying that. You're not going to have enough time for the fire to catch the majority of the komets. We should experiment. So he says, lo kasha, that's no problem. Kan liklot kan lahatir. It doesn't have to be burned before the sun goes down. What we require is just that it be caught on the Mizbeach, and for that, it's sufficient that it get on the Mizbeach. Your question, for which you said it has to catch the majority, is about permitting eating the Shirayim. There you require Rubo. You don't require Rubo for it to be acceptable on the Mizbeach. That's the difference. Rabbi Elazar Masni La Mibo HaShemesh Umokim La Bepokin. Rabbi Elazar said it's Mibo HaShemesh, not Imbo HaShemesh. It's as the sun is beginning to set and there is enough time. Umokim La. Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's after. It's later. Umokim La Bepokin. And he said we're referring to the parts that fall off of the Mizbeach that pop off, and the question is, do you put it back on? I'm sorry?
Yeah, think that you had it beforehand and it fell off.
Right. And it's time. but then it's Mibar HaShemesh, it's already after sunset.
Yeah,
so in other words, the Mincha went on the Mizbeach during the day, the sun set, and then something fell off of the Mizbeach. That's Mibar HaShemesh. V'chenki Yasser Evdimi Amar Rabbi Yanai B'Pokin. That's what we're talking about. So the Gemara asks, Umi Amar Rabbi Yanai Achi, does Rabbi Yanai though really say this? V'Amar Rabbi Yanai Kitaras Shepaga Me Al Gabe HaMizbeach Afilu Kartin Sheba Ein Machzir in Osun. He says that if the Kataris falls off of the Mizbeach, even granules of it, you don't put them back up. V'tani Rechanina Bar Manyumi B'Divei Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Asher Tochal HaEishas HaOlah Al HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says that the fire will consume that which is on the Mizbeach. Ikule Ola HaTamachzir V'yatamachzir Ikule Kataris. You only put off the parts of the Ola, not the parts of the Kataris. So he says, what are you doing? So this Sami Mikan Kataris says, you're right, take out Kataris. Kataris didn't belong. So we take out, you quoted Rabbi about the poke-in, that couldn't have been a reference to the guitarist. Amar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Asi said, Kipashit Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos. Rabbi Elazar taught Menachos. You know what? This is actually a new question. It's already 6:40.
We
have 6. All right, good point. So we're going to go to the we're going to run with this. Rabbi Asi said, thank you. Kipashit Rabbi Elazar ben Menachos boy achi. When Rabbi Elazar learned Menachos, he asked the following new question. Komet shesidro v'sidro all of us hamaracham mahu. You say the komet is supposed to go on the eish. What if the eish is on the komet? You put the komets on and then you put the wood and the fire on it. Mahu derech haktara b'kach. Ain derech haktara b'kach. Is that the way of haktara? Teiku, don't know. Good question. Boy Chizkia asks, Evarim Shesidron Vesidar Alena Samarachi. You put the limbs on the Mizbeach and then you put the wood and the fire on top of them. Mahu, what about that? The Torah says, Alo Eitzim. Alo Eitzim, Amarachmana Dafka Alo Eitzim has to go on the wood. Oduma Kevin Dachsiv Kracharina Shetachalo Eisha Sahola Al HaMizbeach. Maybe not. It says that the Eish will be on the Mizbeach, even flush with the Mizbeach, Rashi says, under the wood. Iboy Hachiavid, Iboy Hachiavid. It could be either way. Teiku, I don't know. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Evarim shesidron b'tzidei amarachamau. What if you put the evarim next to the wood? Aliba demandamar al mamash lo tiboyelach. If you believe al means al, so it has to be on it, and clearly tzidei amaracha doesn't work. De'alaitzim ksiv. Kitiboyelach aliba demandamar al bismoch. But if the word al can mean next to, as we often say, correct, my, then what? Hachinami al bismoch. Can al here mean next to the wood? Odoma alaitzim dum yadala mizbeach ma'asam al mamash apachinami al mamash. Maybe not. Because the Torah uses the phrase Al Eitzim Asher Al Eish Asher Al HaMizbeach. Al HaMizbeach doesn't mean next to the Mizbeach, so Al Eitzim should mean on the wood, just like Al HaMizbeach is on the Mizbeach. Teiku, I can't answer that question either. We'll pick up with that, God willing, tomorrow.